Thank you for calling customer support. This is Trey. How can I help you?
Yes, my name is Doris Ratner, and I've been on, I called at one point, and it has to be at least 3 or 4 months ago, saying that I was going to get a sample of a product. And now I keep on getting them, and I do not want them. It's Puri Royal Derma.
Can I have your zip code?
06470.
Your first and last name again?
Doris Ratner, R-A-T-N-E-R.
And can you verify your address for security reasons?
Post Office Box 729, Newtown, Connecticut.
All right. Thank you, Ms. Doris. I do have an account pulled up on you.
Excuse me?
I do have your account pulled up.
Right. Now, when I ordered originally, it was for a sample, not a monthly or whatever supply they keep sending out to me.
So I want to advise you, when you ordered this product, it was terms and conditions. In the terms and conditions, it stated that you begin a trial period. It's a 14-day trial period where we ship you out a 30-day supply to try the product. In case
well,
you
so
decide,
far, I've gotten 4 of them. With 4 packages.
Okay.
That's not a trial.
Can I finish, ma'am?
Yes.
It states in the terms and conditions that it's a 14-day trial period. We ship you out a 30-day supply to try the product to see if it is something that will work for you. In the event you decide the product is not for you or you simply just don't want to continue, it also states you have to cancel within that trial period to avoid being billed the full cost of the product as well as enrolled into auto bill and auto ship. Is the product working for you?
No.
It does increase collagen and reduce wrinkles.
No. It does absolutely nothing for me.
Okay,
I actually tried it, and before I even finished the first package, I got another one. And I didn't know how to stop it. And then I got another package yesterday. And I have not been using it because it's not for me. And then I just happened in very fine print saw a telephone number on the glass, and that's who I called.
Okay, ma'am. So I do want to advise you that the last time, I don't think that product is coming from us. What's the name of the product?
It says Puri Royal Derma. And let me get the envelope. I'll tell you where it's coming from. It has an address. The address on the envelope that I got yesterday, it says TPKZ 4-Fill Service, Post Office Box 2859, Garden Grove, California, 92842. And on the bottom it says 1 times Puri Royal Cream and 1 times Puri Royal Serum. And I want it stopped. I didn't order it forever. Hello?
Yes, ma'am. I'm still on the line. I'm just looking to your account. Give me 1 second.
Oh. I thought you were gone.
I'm still on the line, ma'am. Just bear with me.
Okay. The last package I got, it says that it was probably mailed on 1/18/22. It was an UPS first class package.
Okay, ma'am, where did you find our phone number?
What my phone number is?
I said, where did you find our phone number?
Oh, on the jar of the cream.
And what was the name of the product or the cream that you have?
I don't claim I have it.
I said the cream that you have, not claim that you have.
The name of the cream?
Yes.
It says, what did I do with it? I just added my hair. Put it down to get the Elmo. Here it is. It is Puri Royal Derma. It was by that. It was advertised by that doctor on television. Doctor, I don't know what his last name was. Doctor something. He was on television. He's no longer there, I don't think. He has a problem because of this product.
Okay, ma'am. Just bear. Let me give me 1 second. Let me see what we can do about this. Because I'm trying to figure out what's going on myself. Because in our system, it's showing that the last time you were mailed this product was way back in August of 21.
And I just got a package yesterday.
Right. Have you ever called in to cancel this, or this is your first time calling?
This is the first time calling because I figured, well, maybe it will stop. And I said, the next time I get it, I'm calling. So I got it yesterday, so I'm calling.
Are you still being billed?
Excuse me?
Have you been billed for this product?
Yes, on a credit card.
What was the amount of the bill?
I don't have it in front of me. I don't really get my credit card every month because it's taken care of by someone else. But the first time I got it, it was whatever the advertisement was for. It was a special that they said. It was actually what it did say. It was free. A free sample to get you to buy it. I mean, I didn't stop. Put any stops on my credit cards or anything for it, but I just don't want it to keep coming. I'm not using it.
Yes, ma'am, I understand. So I would like to offer you a 60-day hold on that product so you won't keep receiving it as often as you are now.
Okay, but how do I get rid of it?
So when I offer you a 60-day hold, what that means is it will just stop coming every month like that, and it will come every 2 months.
I don't want it at all.
Even if I reduce that rate to $64.99 for you?
I don't want it.
Okay.
I don't use it, and I don't want it. Now, if you can't help me, then I'm going to go somewhere to find out why the product is being sent to someone that should not.
Okay, Ms. Doris, before I get you canceled, can I offer you a $49.95 monthly rate?
No, I don't want it.
Okay. Just let me get this canceled for you then. Give me 1 second.
If you want me to return the envelope I got yesterday, I'll return it to you. I didn't open it yet because I don't want it.
Give me 1 second. Okay, Ms. Doris, I do have that account canceled for you. You will not receive any future shipments for this account.
Okay, and if I do, should I call back this number?
Yes, ma'am, but you won't.
Okay. I mean, I'm not angry at you or anything, but I just don't know why I keep getting it when, you know, it was supposed to be a trial size, and if you wanted it, you were supposed to get it. But I never said I wanted it.
So it's kind of like backwards of what you're saying. It's kind of like, how can I explain this? So if you didn't want to continue to receive the product in the terms and conditions, you were instructed to call and cancel so you can avoid.
It was done on the internet. I don't think it said anything like that.
This was stated in the terms and conditions.
Oh, okay.
It was stated that you were supposed to call and cancel to avoid.
But
them.
I mean, you should be able to cancel a product anytime you want. I didn't sign a contract to have it sent to me for 5 years or something. I didn't sign anything. It was on the internet. I didn't sign one thing.
Right.
I imagine maybe people like it and it's doing them good and they don't mind. But I think the doctor and his wife's making big money on me because I don't want use it and I don't want it.
I understand.
What's his name? Was his name Dr. Phil?
Possibly. I'm not sure.
This was after I started getting this, but there was a big article that he doesn't have his teeth reprogrammed because apparently it's his wife's product. And they did not know his wife had this product. And he was on the show, and it was something to do with that it interfered with one of the show's products. So he was let go from the show. He's not on television anymore because of this product. That I know. But I think it was Dr. Phil, but I'm not sure. I don't watch too much TV.
Okay, well, I do have that account canceled for you.
I appreciate it very much.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer support.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye now.